on this episode, Sexuality and Manifestation.
This is the Holistic Alpha Male Optimization Podcast, where we help you unleash your true power as a man.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. I'm Stephen Mathis. Thank you for being here. Let's talk about manifestation and sexuality. Quick reminder before we do that, I'm accepting applications right now for a new one-on-one plus group coaching cohort that is beginning soon. If you would like details on that, check out the link in the show notes. Let's talk about manifestation. First of all, this word manifestation, for a lot of people, it holds this sort of woo-woo, magical, that's nonsense, whatever kind of place in their mind. Let's dispel that right now, because the reality is manifesting things into our life is something we all do all the time. All the time. It is simply and literally the process of turning a thought into a thing, turning a thought into an experience. So if you decided, I want to get a new job, and you did that, you manifested something into your life. If you decided, oh, I want to lose a little bit of weight, and you did that, you manifested something into your life. If you decided, oh, I want to get a little bit stronger, and you did that, you manifested something into your life. You've done it probably dozens, if not hundreds of times. It is a normal part of life. But somehow we say that word, manifesting, or we think about it as it relates to some bigger dream that we have for our life, and it takes on a different thing in people's minds. But the reality is it's not different. It's the same process. And that process is very simple, really. It is three steps. It is the thought, the vision. It is the action, because the vast majority, not every single thing, there are some energetic things that we can do. The vast majority of things take action. A lot of them take a lot of action. So step number two is action. Step number three is emotions. Emotions are the fuel. They are what give the thought fuel to actually happen. How many people do you know that have thought about or talked about some kind of dream or vision that they had for their life and never made it happen? How many times have you thought about some vision or dream or target that you have and not made it happen? If that is the case, like it is for, I think, all of us to some degree, one of those pieces is missing. Even if we have the clarity and the vision, we have the idea, we have the picture, even if we are clear in that, which a lot of people don't get clear enough, but even if we're clear in that, if we don't have both the action and the emotion, it's not going to happen. The emotion is key. Let's talk about that. If we have the vision and the clarity and we take action, but we don't have the emotion behind it, it's not going to work. You've probably experienced this. If you've set some kind of target, you've kind of worked towards it. Maybe you've worked towards it a lot and you haven't quite had the success that you would like to have with it. It's the emotions. That's the missing piece. And for a lot of people, that is the key piece. And for a lot of people, it's the piece that they don't realize how important it is. I think if you talk to most people on the street and you had a little bit of a conversation, they would easily recognize, yes, it's important that if I want to create some kind of dream or vision of my life, I need to have an image of it, a thought, a clarity around it, and I need to take action. A lot of people would not recognize the importance of emotions, but emotions are literally the fuel. If we think about us as an awareness, as a consciousness, as a human being, interacting with this field, this quantum field that we're all part of, the universe, however you want to think about it, what really gives power to our communication with that field and our ability to create realities out of it and to bring things out of it into our physical existence, what makes that happen is emotions. Emotions are the key. Emotions are the key. And here's the thing. The most powerful emotion that we all have access to is sex. Sex is an emotion. It is absolutely an emotion, just like sadness or anger or anything else. The desire of sex, sexual energy, it is the most powerful emotion. It is as powerful as all of the other emotions combined. So if we're trying to manifest things in our life and we know that we need to have three pieces. We need to have the vision, the clarity, the thought. We need to have the action, and we need to have the emotion. We need to blend positive, empowered emotions with the thought, with the action. Knowing that that is the case, and knowing that sexuality and sexual energy is indeed the most powerful emotion, it stands to reason that if we would like to manifest things in our life, we better understand how to incorporate sexual energy into that. It is the most powerful emotion. It is the most powerful fuel that you have to manifest things into your life without question. Not only you, if you study many of the people throughout history, you will find out that many of them, the vast majority, at least the ones that we have this kind of information or some clue about, have harnessed sexuality in accomplishing whatever it is that is the reason that you know them. Now, this can be done in a low vibration way. There are people that build things, accomplish things in life through low vibration, toxic sexuality. Almost always, those things collapse. They collapse. The people that you see get to some exalted place financially or being famous or whatever it is, and then they just have this huge downfall, most likely those people were building that empire on a foundation of sand, because they were building it on a foundation of toxic sexuality. When we build our empire on a foundation that is strong, on a foundation of sacred sexuality, it is entirely different. It will stand the test of time, and it will enable you to manifest whatever it is that you would like, because it is the strongest emotion. So very simply, let's wrap this up with two steps that you can use to allow you to harness sexuality as it relates to manifesting things into your life. Number one is increasing your sexual energy. So most of you guys are men. There's a few women who listen to the show. Regardless, if we're going to use this energy to really power our visions and manifesting things into our life, we need to build it up. We need to practice engaging with sexuality in a way that builds up that energy, where we're gradually filling our tank of sexual energy. So for guys, this is going to involve for sure some form of practicing semen retention. That's going to look different for different guys in terms of the time frame, but we need to recognize there's an energetic cost there. For all of us, that's going to mean getting away from porn and low vibration ways, because those aren't going to fill your tank. So the first thing is we fill our tank of sexual energy. And then the second thing is we apply it specifically. We apply it specifically to our target. Because as you fill your tank with sexual energy, some of the non-specific things will happen automatically. You'll have more confidence. You'll have more physical energy. You'll have more general creativity. You'll have more drive, enthusiasm, and passion. You'll connect with people more. You'll have more magnetism and charisma as you build up that sexual energy. Then we can apply it very, very specifically. And really, that involves mixing the emotion of sex with your specific vision. So maybe it's in your mindful edging practice. Maybe it's having sex with your partner. Maybe it's some combination of those. But you bring together that amplified sexual energy, that place of higher arousal. You bring that together, that energy, that increased energy, you bring that together with the specific vision that you want to create. So whether it's something to do with your body, your health, losing weight, it's a financial thing, it's a new business, a career, a job change, a relationship, whatever it is, you got to get clear. For sure, getting clear is very important. That's another discussion, but you got to get clear. And once you get clear, the more that you can blend that and mix that with the empowered emotion of sex, the empowered emotion of sacred sexuality, you give it fuel. I hope this makes sense. I hope you're putting it into practice. Again, two steps really when it comes down to it. Build up your well of sexual energy, fill up your sexual energy bucket, and then apply it to something very, very specific. I promise you, this is the most powerful emotion that you have access to. It is the most powerful fuel that you have access to? The only reason, literally the only reason you are hearing me talk right now is because of this very principle, period. You would not be hearing me, seeing me, whatever, if I had not put this exact principle into use. You can put it into use for whatever you would like to create. So for those of you guys who are connected with your sexuality and it's an important part of your life, recognize that you can go deeper and deeper and deeper in connecting that with your visions and using it to empower you to create what you want to create in your life. And for those of you guys who are a little bit more disconnected from your sexuality and you don't really see how your sexuality could be linked with creating stuff in your life, start taking some steps that direction. Start deepening your sexuality. Start connecting with yourself in a deeper way as it relates to that. And start blending those two as you start to blend sexuality. And by the way, if we're going to do that, a huge part of this is our awareness, our focus. So it should be obvious, I guess I mentioned it briefly earlier, that porn or any kind of external fantasy is not going to be conducive at all to this process. In fact, it's going to block this process. Because if your awareness and your focus is on something external, it doesn't matter what energy you bring up. It's not going to fuel the thing you want to create. We need to bring that energy up and direct it toward the thing that we want to create. The experience that we want to have, the relationship that we want to bring into our life, the thing we want to build, whatever it is. Mindfulness and depth and connecting with our soul, that's the only way. That's the only way to do this. You will never do this. You will never use sexuality in a positive, sacred way to create the dream that you desire if your focus is external. It's got to start with looking inside, connecting with yourself. And then as you ramp up that sexual energy and as you bring up that power and you fill that bucket, channel it towards specific visions. Bring those targets, those thoughts, those words of affirmation into your sexual practices, either alone or with a partner. The more you blend these two, sacred sexuality and your targets and visions, the more you blend those two, the better they're both going to get. It's a win-win game. Thank you again for listening. I really appreciate you guys. Go out and have an amazing rest of your day. And again, if you'd like to join me for a one-on-one plus group coaching cohort that is starting soon, check out the link in the show notes for details on that. Have an amazing rest of your day. We'll talk to you soon.